Here's an interesting story. It's been around now, and there's been discussion about it on Facebook and whatever. It's, I don't know if it's interesting or bizarre. There was uproar in the light of a Facebook post by the pro-life pregnancy centre. Bernie Smith from Precious Life, she came to the defence of what's known as the Life Affirming Centre in Belfast, which found itself the unassuming target of online trolls. But why? Stanton Healthcare is the group that we're talking about. Stanton Healthcare in Belfast. They came under fire from people who are in favour of pro-choice, people who are in favour of abortion, earlier this month, after posting a photograph on its Facebook page, and this is the critical bit, of a baby powder scented Yankee candle. One of these Yankee candles that had the smell of baby powder off it. And the seemingly unassuming photograph, as it has been described, was labelled with the caption, Stanton Healthcare would recommend to all crisis pregnancy centres the new baby powder Yankee candle. It just smells like a newborn baby. Hashtag love life, love babies, protect them both. Hashtag love Yankee candles. Now, some people have objected to this candle, and I want to speak to Catherine O'Brien from the British Pregnancy Advisory Service. Catherine, good morning. Let me see, we have a problem with the line, so my apologies on that. I just can't get Catherine on that line, but we can get her on this one. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Catherine, what is the, just explain to me the difficulty with this candle.
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree with you that it is quite a bizarre story in a lot of ways when we think of it just as being about, you know, a candle burning in a waiting room. But I think that the reason why, you know, the Facebook page saw this sort of outpouring of outrage is because this sort of is one in the latest line of attempts by crisis pregnancy centres to, I would say, at best persuade and at worst manipulate women to continue with a pregnancy that they do not feel otherwise able to do. You know, we have heard stories of crisis pregnancy centres giving out incorrect advice that abortion leads to breast cancer or it will affect women's mental health irreparably, and that's just not true. So I think this candle is sort of part of a wider range of tactics that these crisis pregnancy centres use to try to convince women to continue with a pregnancy. And I think the other reason why people were so outraged, because it suggests that women don't otherwise know how a baby smells or that kind of thing. And actually, the majority of women that we see at our centres are already mothers, so they kind of don't need a candle to be reminded of how a baby smells because they probably dropped one off at a friend's or a relative's before they made the way to the clinic. So it's kind of a patronising view of women, I suppose, as well.
But someone who's going to Stanton Healthcare would most likely be a person who is not considering an abortion.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. Our experience is that a lot of women end up at crisis pregnancy centres and they are not fully aware that by visiting that centre, the option of abortion is sort of closed off to them. A lot of women go there on the basis that these centres offer, they describe it as offering crisis pregnancy counselling, and they talk about offering women ultrasound scans. And women are often not aware because these crisis pregnancy centres do very well to sort of dress up the service that they're offering. So actually a lot of women who end up there would not be aware that this was not, that abortion was not an option to them through this service.
If people go to you, go to the British Pregnancy Advisory Service, mm-hmm. and they want an abortion, do you simply provide it or do you give them an insight into what it involves?
No, absolutely. All abortion clinics in England and Wales are closely regulated. And part of that is ensuring that all women that come to our services are offered counselling and they're also spoken to by trained healthcare professionals that discuss with them not only the abortion procedure and their options, but also discuss the possibility that a woman might consider adoption or might consider continuing the pregnancy. So all of those things are discussed at our clinics. And indeed, a significant proportion of women that come to our clinics decide to continue with that pregnancy. So the idea that if a woman walks into an abortion clinic that she's somehow railroaded into a termination is just not true.
And what do you say to the people who give a hard time to Stanton Healthcare for burning the baby powder candle, for saying things like hashtag love life, love babies, protect them both. They got a hard time online from pro-choice people.
Yeah.
It's a very, it can be a militant attitude to some extent.
I mean, I think that there is sometimes unhelpful sentiment expressed on both sides. And let's not forget that members of pro-life groups have actually been in front of a court over the harassment of women accessing the Mary Stopes clinic. So I think that that needs to be taken into account. Absolutely. And you know, I actually feel that we don't need to be expressing a huge amount of anger and outrage towards this crisis pregnancy centre, because if they're resorting to a scented candle, it kind of suggests that they're quite desperate at this stage. So I don't see any reason to waste our anger over that.
Okay, Catherine O'Brien, do stay with me because I want to speak to Maria Mayans, who's with Precious Life. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Thanks for having me on.
A suggestion there from Catherine that, you know, it's the last efforts of the desperate to be burning a candle to play with the emotions of women who are facing a choice.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's completely ludicrous because no half-seen reading of that off-the-cuff Facebook post, you know, it's an unassuming sort of post, could even vaguely allow for the notion that, you know, a Yankee candle of all things would somehow be able to, you know, magically manipulate, and this is the word used by abortion advocates, a woman into choosing life for her unborn child. You know, it might reignite a sense within her that, you know, what she is carrying is indeed human. That is the reality. But, you know, it's insane to suggest that, you know, a candle, a Yankee candle, is somehow going to manipulate a woman into choosing life. And I think it's funny that, you know, organisations like BPAS and these abortion advocates that we've seen on the page call themselves, you know, pro-choice. You know, every choice is absolutely fantastic. It's wonderful, you know, unless, of course, that choice is to reject abortion. You know, if you decide that you're pro-life, then you are, you know, straight away, you're a nasty, mean-spirited, you know, religious zealot. And that's the double standard, and that's the pretense which has long characterized the pro-choice movement, you know. And I think that Catherine O'Brien's statement, with all due respect, is, you know, false on a deeper and more dangerous level, because every single woman who chooses to abort her child is already a mother, you know, not just the majority that she speaks about with other children who resort to abortion. And that is what pregnancy is. It's the development of someone's son or daughter in the womb. And, you know, from our point of view, this escapism of basic biology and fundamental truth from a woman who is representing an alleged pregnancy advisory group, that is just as illuminating as, you know, the tortured distortion of the actual Facebook post itself.
Yes, but Maria, you and Catherine O'Brien are never going to agree on that terminology, where you believe someone's a mother from conception and other people believe that you're a mother from you give birth.
No, you know, not one scientific textbook on the planet will tell you that human life does not begin at conception. That's, you know, that's a scientific truth. Stanton Healthcare Belfast are offering women a solution, you know, that does not involve killing an innocent unborn child. You have, you know, this attack, really, I think, you know, abortion advocates have surrendered any semblance of any, you know, remaining credibility. You know, it's completely pathetic. And I think what needs to be, you know, what needs to be raised here is that you have this flurry of anguish over a scented candle, yet you do not have as much as a shred of public condemnation directed towards Mary Stopes, you know, by the same pro-abortion lobby which has launched this attack on Stanton. You know, the recent report from the Care Quality Commission revealed that in the space of just 2 months, 8 weeks, 400 botched abortions took place at Mary Stopes. Where is the outcry from, you know, these feminists over such absolutely inhumane, abysmal and degrading treatment of women?
What's your definition, by the way, of a botched abortion? What do you call a botched abortion?
A botched abortion is where you have parts of the baby left inside the woman, and therefore the woman needs to go back to hospital to get treatment.
But is that not just a development of the medical procedure as opposed to anything being botched?
Absolutely not. That, it is completely unsafe. You have women that needed blood transfusions, surgery, required this treatment on the taxpayer, that wouldn't have been necessary if it wasn't for the medical negligence of Mary Stopes.
Yes, but you're calling it medical negligence, and other people would call it a procedure. If indeed you are going to hospital, but just to be clear on this, Maria, because I don't have anyone from Mary Stopes here. If you go to hospital for any form of operation, you may need to go back. You may need to get a blood transfusion. You may need to have additional medical steps taken, regardless of what your issue is and the reason for you being in the hospital. Many abortions will be smooth and without that second visit.
Yeah, but 400 in the space of just 2 months, that's unprecedented. That is terrible treatment of women. You know, women needing blood transfusions and surgery, going in for a procedure that is, you know, supposed to be safe. And this is not, you know, this is not just the fact that this procedure also takes the lives annually of 60,000 children in the UK through Mary Stopes abortions. You know, it's not just fatal to the child, but it's incredibly dangerous for the health and well-being of the mother as well.
Okay, and just stay there, Maria. I want Catherine O'Brien just to reply to that very obvious condemnation of the abortion system. It's, when described by Maria, incredibly stark, Catherine.
In terms of the issues around that were reported in the press around the Mary Stopes service.
Yes, and when she highlights the 400, as she describes them, botched abortions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would suggest that, you know, given that she's quoting a Daily Mail article, I believe, I would suggest that actually the Mary Stopes service has received a significant amount of attention. And as I say, I am not a representative of Mary Stopes, so I really can't comment on their service.
However, it should be emphasised that not every abortion runs smoothly,
and some women
do have a difficult time.
Absolutely, absolutely. And in fact, the earlier women are able to access services, the better, which is why it's so important that they're not delayed by organisations like crisis pregnancy centres that send women around the houses before they end up at our clinics in England and Wales. But I'd also like to point out that, yes, abortion, there can be complications, but abortion is an incredibly safe procedure. It is safer than childbirth. No medical procedure comes without a risk at whatever level. And I'm sure that Mary Stopes, as BPAS are just trying to deliver the best possible service for women.
Okay, Catherine, thank you. And the final word will go to Maria on the issue. And we go back to the scented candle. Some people suggesting, yeah, Maria, that it's a new policy almost, the softly, softly, as opposed to some of the very stark pictures that Precious Life would use if you were stopped in the street by a Precious Life representative.
Yes, no, you know, as I said, it's a very unassuming post. You know, a pro-life pregnancy centre, Stanton, you know, we heard claims of Stanton being manipulative, devious, misleading women. You look up the definition of a pregnancy centre. Pregnancy centres are there as an alternative to abortion. You have a Mary Stopes operating on the same street as Stanton. So this sort of, you know, fascist sort of approach that we cannot allow any other opinion here, you know, from pro-abortion advocates. You know, we have comments, this operation needs shut down. You know, different comments like that are just completely insane. You know, it's just no respect for real choice for women. You know, we had one woman who commented on the Facebook post, and, you know, she thanked Stanton immensely for the incredible work they're doing to protect not just the mother, but also having compassion for the child who is within the mother's womb. And, you know, she was saying that, you know, thank God for Stanton Healthcare, a proper healthcare facility that provides loving, caring support for all mothers and unborn babies. I personally owe you all my life, and thank you from the bottom of my heart for standing by me every step of the way, right through to the birth of my baby. We need more Stanton, not Stopes. And that's a real user of Stanton who commented on that post.
Okay.
You know, and it's very telling.
Okay, Maria Mains from Precious Life, thank you. Opinion on it, of course, as always, very welcome. 90 333 105.